Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm glad we won. I'm glad we beat the Saints. But what in the hay is going on with this offense? Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at Eagle Watch, and Mike and I have been chopping it up all afternoon with you. You are more than welcome to call in. If you're on your way home or however you're accessing the show, we want to hear from you. You cannot tell us, Atlanta, that things were not different yesterday. And the reason we know that is the numbers say as much. 60% of our offensive snaps under center. Where's that been? Mike, you've been screaming about play action. We had it yesterday.
It opens up the passing game. It opens it up where you can actually win and be effective in the passing game without having your best wide receiver on the field. Drake London's injured. Mooney, 50 yards in the air.
What's up, Darnell? I mean,
this is nothing to do with Penix. We're just talking about what Kirk Cousins accomplished. That was a hell of a throw. Now, he was not ready for Miami. Maybe he needed the whole week of practice. As bad as Kirk looked against Miami, he looked better and good in this game. The only interception is because Kyle Pitts plays friggin' hot potato. Can't make a tough catch. We've seen him do his thing where he makes a nice catch, then he drops it. So Pitts was doing his thing. But getting back to Cousins, looked really good. And the question now is, why did you not implement this style of offense with Michael Penix Jr.?
Uh-oh.
Did the general manager draft a guy not knowing he has such limitations? A couple of guys have brought this up on Twitter. I mean, how do you not get Michael Penix Jr. to maximize the skill set of the running backs in the backfield and help him in the passing game? Because now the receivers are open because the defense has to bite Carino for that half a second where, boom, now you've got the advantage that will help the young quarterback. Let's get him to get the reps in preseason. He didn't even start. He didn't do anything in the preseason. And now, look, the injury is the injury. We'll wait and see. But shame on Zach Robinson. Shame on this coaching staff. Or shame on Terry Fontenot for drafting a quarterback who can't do the things you need an NFL quarterback to do in the first place.
Two things for me. Is Michael Penix refusing to be under center? What has Michael Penix done to refuse anything at this point in his career? We don't have multiple rings in this city. I've got to believe he's not refusing to be under center. I believe that they have refused to put him under center because they don't believe it's in the best interest of what he does well. And if that's the situation, then we're running the wrong damn offense, which is why this offense has looked hampered and complex, and stressed as it's been. When you start saying, hey, man, why are we not moving the ball? Dukes and Bell, what's going on, man? Why are we not doing this, that, and the other? There are some issues that have now been brought to our attention that have us wondering, where is this going? Do I want us to continue to win? Yes. Do I need Kirk Cousins to be as good as he can be? Absolutely. But when I see what I saw yesterday, and I'm going, wait a minute, we ain't run that with Michael Penix.
Right.
Why not? 404-726-0929.
is the number. We want to hear from you. Happy about the win, 24-10. Hi, Saints fans.
Don't apologize for a victory. Hi. We take that win, man.
We take it all day, every day, and especially against
those
guys.
It just gives more – as I said, the win left me as a fan with more questions than answers. Defense did a hell of a job. Look, it's a bad Saints – now, let's not get crazy. It's a bad Saints offense, and Carl brought it up. You know, they were on the field still a lot more the defense than it should have been. Because there were still some things we didn't execute. Elijah Wilkins, we had, what, two false starts in a row?
Oh, yeah. The penalties were racking up.
Oh, that was brutal.
It was.
Special teams, they gave up two big returns. We're used to that. We had a nice return of our own.
Yeah, why are we used to it, though?
We shouldn't be used to that low standard.
Everybody should be under the most scrutiny right now when your team is struggling the way it is. Right. And there should be zero room for mistakes and the error of the margin of error. Why are we still accepting these huge returns with our special teams coach? I was so fired up yesterday, Mike, and I'm glad we won.
Right.
But it just it stood
it
out like a sore thumb.
Every freaking game. Yes. I mean, the Colts ran it back to help win that game, force the overtime in Berlin. The other thing is we get into this crazy what happened last year and now what's happened this year. Let me run this through and just check me if you feel I'm off the script.
Give it to me.
So Cousins starts off great. Zach Robinson, the plan is I'll work with a veteran quarterback, and by the time he passes on to another team or retires, I'll be ready now to take a rookie quarterback under my wing. But Cousins gets hurt, and because the coach didn't have the confidence in panics or for whatever reason, we wasted three more weeks before we probably should have pulled the trigger.
Okay.
Then Kirk says what he says. Initially, I'm not hurt. Then he goes, oh, no, I was hurt. Do you think it ticked off the team enough that in their evaluation they said, Kirk's over, now we pivot to panics, give him the keys, and the problem is maybe Michael Penix Jr. isn't ready.
Yeah.
And now, conversely, in games that we should have won, that we lost because the offense was a freaking disaster, now they're too slow to get on the switch to Cousins. I don't know. Check me on this one. Because if Cousins can continue to do this, now the Saints are not a great team. The defense is okay. You beat the Jets, maybe we have a shot against Seattle. The problem is, Carl, you've let such goodwill with the fan base go out the window because you freaking blew those five games. And here's the worst part. The Bucs are now on a three-game losing streak and Baker Mayfield's hurt.
Oh, don't tell me that.
And we've lost we should be 6-5 right now, not 4-7. We'd be tied for first place.
Everything you just said is valid. And when I saw that our head coach, Raheem Morris, said yesterday that Kirk Cousins is more comfortable being under center than Michael Penix is, I had to do a double take. I didn't say it. Mike didn't say it. He said it. Why is he more comfortable under center? Because of what Mike just talked about. It is the preparation of preparing him for the opportunity and making him as comfortable as you can in this offense. Now we know they didn't do that. And because they felt like, well, you're not comfortable, so we're going to run some things that make you comfortable. But they don't make the offense go. And yesterday, you know what was amazing? And you can tell me this is Kirko and all that stuff. He made average guys better. He threw the ball around to different dudes.
Right.
He wasn't locked in on one guy. And as much as I love Drake, who is a dog and a killer, that was fundamentally the difference yesterday. You just didn't lock on to anybody. Cousins went through his progressions. He was trying to – but the play action helped. Here's the point that you are making, and I totally agree with you about this. After the whole Cousins thing went down, Mike, and he lied, because he did, they had to protect themselves because he didn't tell them the truth. And they had to say, that's not what happened. And I feel like if they allowed him to come back and potentially start for us again, it would have been a conflict of interest for the football team and the front office and everybody that felt embarrassed by the whole ordeal. Sometimes you got to put your feelings aside and say, I got to do what's right for this damn football team. Yeah, you lied to us. I hate it. I'm still mad at you. But you're the best option for us to have a chance to come back this season because the kid is not ready. And they didn't have the stones to do it.
Right. That's it. You box yourself into a corner one way, then you go the other way with Penix. Guys, Michael Penix Jr., here's what we do know. We know that he can be accurate. We also know he can be incredibly inaccurate.
Tell me I'm wrong.
We know that he cannot operate under center. He did it at Washington, and for whatever reason, Zach Robinson believes he's got to work almost exclusively out of the pistol. And we've seen it. The slow motion fake that fakes no one out. You know, his footwork is awful. We don't have the guys to coach this young man up. He needed to be under center last year in preseason. He needed to be under center this year in preseason. Coach also needed to be on the sideline in preseason. Took them 4 weeks to figure that one out.
Yep.
So to me, as much as we've accomplished in this win, we stopped the bleeding with the losing streak, just more questions than answers. And if I'm Arthur Blank, these are the questions I'm asking whenever the season's over. How did we blow these five games when Tampa Bay's decided to basically lay up and die with their injuries, and they got humiliated last night by the Rams? Weren't even in that game.
Wasn't close.
Baker's banged up. The division is still winnable. But we dug such a hole, now we can't take advantage of the Bucs' problems.
By the way, we still think there is a high ceiling for Michael, a healthy Michael Penix. We are not killing him. We're simply telling you, I think more of the storyline now has been seen. You ever read a book and you're like, where the hell is this book taking me?
Right.
And you get to the middle of the book and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this book. That is what happened yesterday. The book took a turn. We've now seen a little bit more than, oh, well, why does it look different with him? And why aren't they running those same kind of plays? I know that Zach Robinson, Z-Rob, is going to tell us on Wednesday, Mike, that they have run those same plays. I'm going to tell you, you haven't. We haven't been in 13 personnel that much all damn season. You had three tight ends on the field almost all day long. You can tell me it was for a blocking situation. I don't care. What you're doing, though, is you're showing the defense different looks than just the pistol. And what it did was, it did confuse the Saints, but it forced them to play us differently.
Right, there's less predictability.
And you didn't give Michael Penix that opportunity.
And guys, we talked to Arch last week. He thinks I'm being too hard on the coaching staff. Guys, this is one that everybody's saying. I listened to Arch and Wes. I mentioned this yesterday afternoon. This morning, I watched the broadcast with Drew Brees. Drew Brees is like, wow, the Falcons just operate so much better with a quarterback under center. Doing. Kurt Warner was talking about it. Everybody on the NFL Network was talking. Mariucci was talking about it this season. We talked about Orlovsky. Did that breakdown early in the year after the Carolina game.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr.'s footwork sucks. He has a hard time doing the things he needs. You got to coach him up. You got to develop him. Because a great this is from Recovering Overthinker is his title.
I love it. I love
it. Because I agree with you. Why would you make a historical franchise-altering play for him in the draft after paying millions to Cousins and have such limitations? He says it doesn't add up.
Doesn't.
Did they make a mistake? He goes, either way, complete incompetence of GM, whoever else involved. And that's why if I said it, I'll say it again, because I know the Falcons don't want to hear this. It feels like there's a disconnect between the guys in your personnel department and your GM and who you then use and how you use them on the field. Because it doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, here's where I will defend Michael Penix, and I want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. Big O, let's take some phone calls. Falcon fans were happy. We got a dub. But what is going on here? Why can't this offense be as fluid as it needs to be with the guy that we've invested in? This is where I'll defend Michael Penix as a rookie who's highly touted and drafted high in any organization. You know what they want to do? They want to come in and do whatever you want them to.
Right.
Because they want to be successful in the NFL. Michael Penix is putting his foot down. Don't make him out to be a bad guy in this. The kid came in and said, what do you need me to do? Okay, what are you good at? This is what I'm good at. But I'm sure he never said, I can't do any of the other things you're asking me. They just didn't do it.
Right.
We're coming back. Your phone calls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Online at 929thegame.com. Went to our events page and also participated in our live auction and all the stuff that's been going on. People still hanging out, obviously. A lot of stuff still happening here. But I will tell you guys, obviously, Mike, we have struck a nerve.
Right.
We have hit a chord with people and this Penix conversation and Kirk Cousins and what's the difference. Let me say this before we jump on the phones. 404-726-0929. This is not about Cousins being better than Penix. What we're telling you is you are running some different things with Cousins that is allowing him
right.
to do some things that Penix isn't. And our question is why? I'm not asking you if Cousins after 13 years is better than Michael Penix. Can I be honest? He should be. He's seen more. He's played more big games. What I'm asking is, why is his offense not the same when the guy who we're all in on right. is in there?
We said this earlier, and just for guys who missed the beginning of the show, we like to hope you listen every hour of the 4 hours.
That'd be great.
But we were talking about when Kyle Shanahan came in, you know, and we were all like, hey, Shanahan, you know, he's kind of a reach. Shanahan had Matt Ryan, and let's see, Matt started in 2008. So that was, he was 7 years into his career when he got Matt Ryan. And he basically reinvents Matt Ryan's game. Those designed rollouts. Remember we joked around, Matt said, well, I guess I have to start taping up my ankles now. He got Matt Ryan out of his comfort zone, and a year later, he's the MVP of the frickin' league. You're telling me you can't – this is where I get to the disconnect. Why can't you take Michael Penix Jr.? Yes, you'll be in shotgun like with the Rams, with what they do with Matthew Stafford, maybe 15% of the time. You'll be in that version of the pistol. But when you've got the kind of running backs, you've got to run play action. It's only effective under center. It opens things up. You're telling me you can't get Michael Penix Jr. to do that? I can't wait to ask both Zach and Ra about this on Wednesday.
Mr. Bill has been escorted out of the building.
No, but I mean, why was this never an option? Why was no, I mean,
fair.
So
it's
one
fair.
Guy exclusively runs out of the pistol. And Kirk, now the thing is, Carl Brock made a great point before the commercial break. Were they in their field so much they said, well, that's it. We're pivoting now to Penix Jr. Well, did you decide if Penix is ready for it? Because he was a – guys, even the most vocal Michael Penix fans would say, man, he was a mixed bag this year. There was some good, bad, and some ugly.
Why this matters, as we've got one open line left, 404-726-0929, and we're going to jump on the calls. Why this matters is because we should have won more games, but yet we had a dysfunctional offense – that everybody around the country was complaining about. That's why it matters. It matters because our record should be different if for over a month we were not the worst third down conversion offense in the NFL.
Right.
That's right. Why it matters. Let's talk to Chase on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chase, hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, I'm thinking I got to start paying somebody off. It's hard to get on the Dukes and Bell show. Jeez Louise. Hey. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Let me say something positive, and then we'll move on to the adult
sure.
stuff. Two things. I love beating the Saints. I hope they never win another game. I hate them. Saints fans, you suck. Marcus Davenport, holler at me. anybody who is complaining about the draft next year, man, Pierce and Jalen Walker are both worthy of first-round picks, so I'm not studying that. Because to be honest with you, other than last year, the Falcons, it's kind of like a kid with scissors. You can't trust them with a top 10 first round pick anyway, so it would never do them any good. All right, time for the adult stuff. Guys, yes, we beat the Saints, but they are the second worst team in the league. The Titans are the only ones that are worse than them. The Falcons, across the board, the worst case scenario is that we run off five or six games and we win, and this coaching staff does enough to convince Rich McKay. Arthur Blank, Rich McKay doesn't have anything to do with football. I forgot. He's only Atlanta United. He doesn't do anything. We just cannot win enough to have this coaching staff even have an argument for having another run. Guys, it's this simple. Raheem Morris has a ceiling as a coach. He can be good, not great. Zach Robinson can be good, not great. And honestly, I kind of think the same about Michael Penix. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. I think we need to tear this thing down to the studs. I know it's too late, but, man, we need to be Vrabelized. And, I mean, I like to throw out a name. Man, I like Brian Flores. Or, like, you got to have somebody like a Dan Campbell. We need it. It's a culture. And I know it's the cheesiest thing to say, but I swear.
It's true. Brother, we dropped, but we've talked about, you know, the accountability and as a message stale. I mean, Carl brought up a good point. You know, the defense, and you started this last week, and I was kind of pushing back, but I'm coming around to your way of seeing it. When you're on the field for 20 more plays, your defense gets worn out.
Get worn out.
You know, but tackling.
I do.
What a difference Divine Diablo back in the mix too made for them. You know, I mean, any coincidence that we have more flow and there's better, you know, pickups of routes and guys coming over the middle? Divine Diablo had a great day. 8 tackles with that big club on his hand. But still, Jeff Ulbrich, I will be less critical than I was. The offense has been the constant misfiring piece. Even in the Minnesota game, we had to settle for 4 field goals in that game.
Correct. Mike, and look, I'm not trying to – Mike and I –
And beating Buffalo. Buffalo's come back. Buffalo's got their own problems.
Oh, they got issues.
Us beating Buffalo doesn't look so big anymore.
No. It doesn't. And they still may get there eventually, but it doesn't look as impressive as the Buffalo team that we all thought. Mike and I go back and forth on a lot of stuff, and Bradley, we're going to grab you. Coach Paul, hold on 1 second, 404-726-0929. But when I hear Mike say I'm coming around on something, or he hears me say I'm coming around on something, that's because we've had these conversations over and over and over, and you start to say, well, damn, maybe I'm not seeing that right. All I'm telling you is the evidence is in you couldn't convert third downs for 5 weeks. Guys, we went through 2 weeks where we converted one third down.
Right.
Your defense is on the field over a half of the game. Anybody's going to wear down. Do we need to tackle better? Yes. But this notion like the defense is the problem, it isn't. The offense has not helped the defense. And yesterday, you guys know how many plays we ran in the third quarter? Do you guys know how many? We ran 3 plays.
In the entire third quarter.
In the third quarter. And yet you want to jump on the defense? I mean, it's unbelievable. So that part of this, as good as the defense has been with sacks, Mike, and making some big plays and certainly the turnovers, that is the other part of it. Can we get some complimentary football? The offense, man, any team that runs 3 plays in an NFL quarter,
right?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we've talked about, you know, the limitations. Elijah Wilkinson has – We thought earlier in the season maybe he can do the job. Like the false starts, 2 false starts in a row. Come on, man.
It's bad.
The other thing is, you know, and Pitts, some of this is also big. It's above the pay grade of the coaching staff. It goes to Terry Fontenot and the personnel department. If we had Penei Sewell opposite Jake Matthews, what do you think out of that offensive line? Now, Caleb McGarry, decent job too before he got injured.
He's not Sewell.
But Sewell is at another level.
Yep.
This team, Kyle, what do we get this week despite the win? Kyle Pitts has a catch and has 2 big drops and a deflection, which results in an interception.
Pick 6.
A pick 6. We have poor special teams. Special team continues to give up huge field-flipping kick returns. It happens every week. We did have the benefit of 1 good kick return. That's nice to see. But our special teams has been a problem all year. These are the constants. These are the questions, if I'm Arthur Blank, I've got to ask. Why did we wait so long to move on from Cousins, and then this year we wait so long to move on from Penix? It's incredible. Only the Falcons can have the greatest insurance policy and never cash them in at the right time. Right?
Yeah.
Now, look, now in defense of Ra, Kirk was horrible against the Dolphins.
He was. But you know what?
He did not get the full week of
correct.
Prep.
Correct.
They thought Penix could go.
They did.
That was the excuse.
And it's legit. He didn't get the snaps. This week leading up to this game, and you saw it, He was more fluid. He got all the reps leading into this game. Bradley, thank you for holding. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and I agree with our last caller. I hope the Saints lose every game. I am right happy on. We beat the Saints. Bradley, let's grab Coach Paul. Coach Paul's up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Thanks, guys. Hey, man. I appreciate y'all having me again, and I want to just reach out to Day-Day real quick and ask him, how about them North Gwinnett Bulldogs taking care of Lounge this past Friday night? That was a great game. Lounge showed up. It was just a great game.
Yeah, it's always good when North Georgia represents and takes care of business against the South Georgia team.
There you go. So, guys, y'all are right. Man, I've been waiting to hear this topic. And when you talk to Coach Raw Wednesday, ask him something off of what I'm giving you from a coach's perspective.
All right.
You know, Cousins made a big error last year and, you know, played off his injury. But as a coach last year, four games into that injury, I already knew Cousins was hurt, and so did all of y'all. So did everybody in the city. He started. Right. He couldn't throw the ball 30 yards. There was a reason. He did that two or three games in a row. That is on the coaching staff to say, hey, dude, they should have benched him earlier than they did last year, okay? And then this year, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Penix, he could be in the same situation. He may have been sore or tweaked three or four games ago because he looked horrible. And right. I have
footwork.
To put that on the coaching staff for right. not realizing that. And then the last point I want to make is it's just funny to me how when I hear these great player interviews that y'all are doing, you usually hear, yeah, the coaches, we're just trying to do what the coaches tell us to do, so on and so on. And they show a little support. I don't hear any support underneath that layer of what they're talking about for the coaches. It's all about, hey, us players are sticking together. I feel like y'all are dead on. There is a disconnect in this team. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was losing the coach earlier in the year, losing the wide receiver earlier in the year. I'm not sure.
Interesting. And we've talked about it. We've heard. I mean, he's kind of going, reading between the lines with what he's not hearing
yes.
from the players.
Yeah.
But we've had everybody pretty much like Jalen Walker on point with the messages from the coaching staff.
All right.
But I get what you could take that and run with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, man, please hear us. We're happy we beat the Saints.
Yes. But when you win that game and you see things with your offense that you should have been doing for 5 weeks.
It's frustrating.
That you never taught your – or for some reason implemented with your top rookie quarterback. Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand how Zach Robinson approached the Michael Penix job at quarterback. And we'll hopefully get some answers this week up there at Branch.
Yeah. And by the way, we got another bad team on our schedule coming up. Got to beat the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I mean, it's just plain and simple.
Road game outdoors in New York.
Got to go beat the Jets. All right. Plenty of time to get to that. We're going to come back and talk about the most upsetting thing that happened this weekend in our city. Next.
Hey, let's leave my putting out of this.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, we got the latest right now on Baker Mayfield. Before we get into the worst thing that happened in our city over the weekend, he was injured last night, but good news. And look, we don't wish injury on anybody. It just, Mike said it, when they look like they're collapsing right now, they're on their losing streak. Things may be going our way, but he has a sprained left shoulder, a low-grade sprain. He had a sling on,
right.
Okay, last night. MRI was good. Good news with an eye towards playing potentially next week. So,
you know, they've had Bucky Irvin, you know, but the receivers have been all banged up. Mike Evans obviously lost for the season.
Yep.
They've had just, you know, one thing after another. And then some defensive injuries have cropped up as well. But, right, guys, that's one thing before we get to the dreadful event in Atlanta this weekend. Is they've hemorrhaged, man. They've lost three games in a row while we monkeyed around and had a five-game losing streak of our own.
Brutal.
And the games that I earmark, the Carolina game, I still die on that hill. We should have beat San Francisco. That was coaching. And then you look at, you know, the other game in Berlin, you know, where you're right there. It's just a couple of plays you can't make. And Penix Jr. looked like he was on ice skates. You know, so this is where last year we started leaking because Cousins wasn't right. This year we're leaking because Penix isn't right.
That's right.
And neither time they have the wherewithal to make the move. And now we'll see what Kirk does with another week of preparation against a bad Jets team.
Well,
we should be 6-5. Should be six.
No, no.
We should be 6-5.
It feels that way. And again, the shameful part is, you know, all these years we've been crying about sacks, we can't even enjoy it. We can't even enjoy it.
That's a great point.
All right. What happened to Georgia Tech this weekend? Because it was the worst thing that happened in our city this weekend. And I'm not saying that to upset Tech fans. You guys know. And I feel for you. But with the biggest game of the season on the line, Mike, what was that? 28-0 before we could blink an eye?
Yeah, I was confused. I was confused. I know that Pittsburgh, and we talked about their young quarterback, Heitzel, did an amazing job. Just 18 years old kid, had some small scholarship offers. I mean, he looks like freaking Joe Montana back there with his processing. And then once Georgia Tech finally figured out to start blitzing,
yeah,
it was unfortunately the damage was done. It was already 28-0. But once Tech got aggressive, they really didn't get much. Now, the touchdown late, obviously that was a backbreaker. Day-Day was at Bobby Dodd, and the emotions, just all the air just went right out of the building. But, man, it was the first time Haynes King didn't look good. That's another part of it. And
yes.
We've talked about them riding on Haynes King's shoulders, and then Haynes King struggled. He did not have a good first half.
No. Final score was 42-28. I just felt like, you know, again, and once the game got away from him, and again, Tech's in the game. We talk about these moments.
Right.
Third quarter, you've scored a couple of touchdowns. If you score, and Big O, let's play this play. This pick six killed you. It killed the momentum. I thought it took the air out of the stadium. And I thought Haynes King, again, even though the kid is resilient, he bounced back. It was one of those moments where if they score there, he doesn't throw that bad pass. And it was a bad pass, period. This is a one-score game. And all the momentum is your way. Crowd's going bananas. And, Mike, I think they worked their way back into winning this game. Unfortunately, right. It didn't play out that way. Here's how it sounded. Why it matters is because the Jackets are eliminated from reaching the ACC championship game. Why it matters is we, this show, had been for weeks in. Why is nobody talking about Haynes King for Heisman?
Right.
That's gone. Whatever accolades he might have received, Mike, and he still may, all of a sudden have been diminished. And now you've got to get ready for rivalry week with Georgia, and you're going, okay, what's going to happen? Who's going to show up? I just felt like right now, Mike, this is a belly punch for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I don't know if, and I was talking about this off the air with Carl, I just don't know what Buster Faulkner could have done otherwise, because you just rely so much on Haynes King being the man.
Yep.
And he was just, I mean, look, Pittsburgh got aggressive. He didn't even see the defender. The defender dropped back. He didn't even see it. 100 yards. I mean, that's such a backbreaker.
Oh.
You know, all that that represents. Because, you know, let's be honest, we want to see them. We always talk about running the ball, Jamal Haynes. But once you get down 3 scores, you can't run the ball.
You can't.
And then you're kind of predicated on Haynes with designed quarterback runs, and it just takes too much time. And as we said, that backbreaking touchdown, Pitt scores that last score, and that was it. But, yeah, I just never expected Georgia Tech to get blown out like that. Under Brent Key, the way feeling that Brent's changed the vibe and
yes,
the culture.
Yes.
And look, we said it. There's limitations. We knew the defense. The defense was terrible against NC State, terrible against Boston College. They've been wobbling, but man, that's tough. And then on the big picture, as you said, you know, maybe slow your roll. I don't think the check gets any smaller, but it may give some alumni some pause. That are we where we need to be? You know that Brent Key gets it, but this was the year. Carl, Haynes King is your quarterback. You're in the top 15. You're not going to get many opportunities like this. Paul Johnson had only one or two opportunities like that.
No, it's true.
You know, to really go far.
It's true. Look, don't know what the recruiting class looks like, but I saw over the weekend where the top linebacker flipped, okay, was a Penn State kid. He's going to Georgia now. He's right out of Charlotte. Georgia has the number one again. Recruiting class.
Tech needs five-star defender.
Okay.
They need the kind of guys.
Well, this is where I'm getting to.
Give it to me.
But no. And so Georgia, again, right now as we speak, has the number one class. Remember, signing day is December, right? We're getting into December. It's not February anymore. There are still kids who sign. We're going to sign in December, and Georgia's going to have the number one class again in the country. That matters, man. Talent. You can talk about Kirby all you want, and he's great. But Kirby has so much damn talent he's choosing from year in and year out. Mm. And I just feel like that. I saw it over the weekend. I said, Kirby doing Kirby things. Another kid flips. Now, he was going to Penn State. Franklin gets fired, obviously. He changes his mind. But you got another stud linebacker coming in for Georgia. And you're like, okay, those are the areas where resources come into play. And Brent Key, you want him to be successful? I'm not saying this is the reason why they lost Saturday night. They got outplayed. But give him everything he needs, Mike, to go get those kinds of guys that he can get the players he needs and give him the resources. I do think he's the right guy. But it felt weird to see that team falter the way they did on Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's what we talked about, you know, Virginia Tech saying that they're going to be spending like drunken sailors to get Franklin everything he needs. Tech's turned things around, and they've got a lot of big boosters that are cutting big checks. But that's the commitment. You're going to need to get that collective going to get some of those super – let's be honest, some superstars. You need some difference makers on defense. The other thing from the weekend, we didn't really get into it on Friday, but it came up again after the Vanderbilt win. Diego Pavia talking about Jared Curtis as if Jared Curtis is going to flip from Georgia to Vanderbilt.
He did.
His little brother.
Yes. But you know what? He's making it sound like Jared obviously has been thinking about this.
And a lot of Georgia fans go, well, where's this coming from? And is this like some kind of violation of some sort in some person's
big
mind?
Big O, did you say Jared has been thinking about this?
Yeah, so the rumor in the blogosphere now is that Jared might not want to wait a year before he plays. So Pavia goes out, and Jared can come into Vanderbilt
and start as
a freshman. And then a lot of talk about
is the coach staying at Vandy, though?
Well, that's the thing.
He might
that's
go.
A great
yeah,
tip.
It's a good take. And then if he goes, then, you know, all bets are off as to what happens to Jared. But if he stays.
But if Clark Lee leaves, that's a great point. But here's the thing with Kirby. I mean, this is where Kirby needs to turn on the charm. Look what Bobo's doing. I mean, come on, man. Let's this is crazy. At some point in Carl and our lifetime, Kirby will have a five-star quarterback play a couple of seasons for the Dogs, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A five-star.
There's a new kid that committed last week, a kid at the IMG who's a five-star number one quarterback, but he's in the 27-8 class.
Well, I already heard he's flipping, too, because he doesn't want to wait either.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody wants to wait.
That's the thing. You get Jared Curtis. Everybody's still – you get the best quarterback in the class, and now all of a sudden – but all this is being driven by Vandy. I want to hear how Georgia handles this.
Well, don't forget they got Ryan Puglisi sitting there, too.
That's true. Well, Puglisi is going to transfer. I know it's going to
transfer. That's what I'm saying.
Carl, he'll transfer.
He gone.
Ryan,
it's just crazy.
If Ryan's people's listening, I'm sorry. He gone.
I just crazy how, you know, everything – Kirby's won natties with – you know, we all know the story with Stetson Bennett, now with Gunner. Gunner was four, right? Gunner was four-star?
He was.
But, I mean, not that it matters, just win the championship. But the Jared Curtis thing, it's tantalizing. And you hear this, and Dawg fans are going, come on, give me a break.
Couple of things. Where's Lane Kiffin? What's going to happen this week?
He's going to go. He's going to basically break everybody's freaking heart. You've got some people that are in denial in Oxford and Ole Miss fans. Hottie toddy, I'm sorry, drink two. I think the word will come out probably before Friday. You know, maybe Friday morning that he's going to go to LSU.
Reportedly, 7 years, $98 million?
Right. Yeah.
And you're paying Brian Kelly to go away?
Yes.
Where is LSU getting all this money?
Well, you heard what the contract is, though. Like, they can only offer him a certain amount per year per state regulations. So they're giving him all these crazy, easy escalators to meet every single year to make sure he gets that $14 million every year.
Right.
And 14, by the way, if you're curious, is more than Kirby is getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's, we knew that Lane was going to reset this market. But that's the thing, man. How? When does it drop?
There's no
way. And Kirby will get a dollar more when they redo this deal.
Kirby's like, really? Right. Go ahead, Lane.
But this thing with Lane, it's just there's no way to do this without people's feelings being just hearts broken. There's just no way.
All right, speaking of hearts broke, last thing, then we got to get out of the way. Coach's show on the way. D. Alford is the player guest. We will hear from Raheem Morris tomorrow. Connor Riley, Dawg Nation stops by. We will also talk to Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. Speaking of broken hearts, your statement, sir, on Florida State retaining Mike Norvell.
Yeah. Michael Alford, the university president. The good news is when they finally fire Norvell, Alford will get the boot too after 2026. Florida State fans are apoplectic.
Too cheap to cut the check?
We don't have the they don't have the money. They just don't have the loot.
All right.
And this is the wrong year to be in the coaching market because we wouldn't maybe even get a crack at a guy like Summerall. So if you're Florida State, you're screwed, and now FSU fans are losing their minds. And, oh, by the way, you're going to probably take a hit with recruiting because everyone's going to be recruiting. He's a dead man walking.
All right.
So he's supposed to have this big recruiting class.
Just ask him.
It's ugly. Carl, it's the worst possible situation.
So your heart is broke.
Well, I go down there for the party. I sit in the bars. There's hot co-eds. I have a good time. I got great seats. Right. I work on my tan. I have fun.
Isn't it better when they're better, though, Mike? Isn't it better when they're good?
Yes.
The parties are always
better. Orin. It's more fun when we're beating Clemson, when we're beating the best schools. Look, we'll always have the Alabama game. I'll never imagine in a million years how that happened,
We'll always have it.
I'm like Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca. We'll always have Parrish. That's it. Oh. We'll always have the Bama game.
All right, look, there is a story we didn't get to today. We will, about a Dawgs offensive lineman who's been dismissed. We will talk more about it tomorrow, Mike.
It's a crazy story, but Kirby did the right thing. He gone.
He did. All right, we got to get out of the way. Oh, let's clear our throat. First and foremost, thanks to everybody who came out today to our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Thank you for being 92.9 The Game, loyal listeners, and more importantly, participants. Without you guys doing what you did today, we don't have success. Mike, we raised a lot of money for Pets for Vets.
Yeah, man, Pets for Vets, great cause. Great job, Squid Billy, putting it all together at Bo's house. It's my house. I built this thing. Who built this? Me.
Me. Yeah. So thank you guys for coming out. And I also would like to thank all of the folks at our radio station who, you know, did what they needed to do to make this happen. A lot of work goes into these kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
So appreciate everybody. All right. We're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Coach's show's on the way. Big O back at the studio. Thank you, our engineer. Day-Day, our executive producer, Mike Bell. We got to get out of the way, man, and clear your throat.
Hey, man, that 2024 quarterback class, it's kind of hard to break down who's who. Caleb Williams is getting resurgent with a great coach.
Yes.
Our quarterback's not getting great coaching, and he's injured. Jaden Daniels is injured, and he was kind of sliding the wrong way this year. Drake May is looking like the man. He's in the MVP conversation. Bo Nix struggles at times, but his team's got great defense. He's okay. J.J. McCarthy looks terrible. J.J. McCarthy looks like the bust right now of the draft class. Can't say that about Michael Penix Jr. I want to believe in Michael Penix Jr., but I can't believe in him if the coaching staff can't help him be the best quarterback he can be.
All I got to say is, hi, Saints fans. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're one of five guys who couldn't sink a 5-foot freaking putt.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep.
During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.